Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let me talk to you about some unexpected kindness. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 13, where we simply read this. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. David was in a dangerous place, but the danger was subtle. It was behind the scenes. You see, David looked like a total success. His kingdom was secure and his reign was glorious. God promised him a lasting heritage in that the Messiah would come from David and rule forever and ever. This was before David's reign was tainted by any kind of significant scandal. David's place of danger was being successful. He survived and thrived under prior adversity, but how would he do under the more difficult challenge of success? 2 Samuel chapter 9 shows David's initial response to his success and his kind and generous spirit. In 2 Samuel 7, David asked, "What can I do for God?" And he proposed to build a temple for the Lord. Now in 2 Samuel chapter 9, David asked, "What can I do for the descendants of Saul? Is there any kindness that I can show to them?" This question showed great love because Saul made himself an enemy of David. You see, in those days, it was customary for the king of a new dynasty to completely massacre anyone connected with the prior dynasty. David went against the principles of revenge and self-preservation, and he asked what he could do to help the family of his enemy. He searched diligently, and he found a forgotten descendant of Saul named Mephibosheth, who was made lame by a hurried escape attempt when the dynasty of Saul fell and the life of every descendant of Saul was in danger. David found Mephibosheth, brought him into the royal palace, and made him part of his family. Our text tells us Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, no longer hiding in fear of the king. Now this descendant of Saul lived openly among the people of God. More than that, he ate continually at the king's table. Mephibosheth was no longer in poverty and alienated from the king. Now he lived in great privilege as a friend of the king. Yet we're also told that he was lame in both his feet. This reminds us that Mephibosheth's weaknesses did not vanish. His life was far better, but he was still lame. This account of David's kindness to Mephibosheth has long been a favorite of Bible teachers and commentators because David's grace to Mephibosheth is a wonderful picture of God's grace to us. Friend, we are like Mephibosheth. If you read carefully the whole chapter of 2 Samuel chapter 9, you'll find many ways that we are indeed like Mephibosheth. We are hiding, poor, weak, lame, and fearful before our king comes to us. We are separated from our king because of our wicked ancestors. We are separated from our king because of our deliberate actions. We have separated ourselves from the king because we didn't know him or his love for us. Our king sought us out before we sought him. The king's kindness was extended to us for the sake of another. The king's kindness was based on covenant. And we must receive the king's kindness in humility. The king returns to us what we lost in hiding from him. The king returns to us more than what we lost in hiding from him. We have the privilege of provision at the king's table. We are received as sons at the king's table with access to the king and fellowship with him. We receive servants from the king, and the king's honor does not immediately take away all of our weakness and lameness, but it gives us a favor and a standing before the king that overcomes the sting of our weakness and lameness, and it changes the way that we think about ourselves. Now, at the same time, we see that David's grace to Mephibosheth is also a pattern for us in how we would serve or minister to others. There's also a sense in which we are David in this story. So, we should seek out our enemies and seek to bless them. We should look for the poor, the weak, the lame, and the hidden to bless them. We should bless others even when they don't deserve it, and bless them more than they deserve. We should bless others for the sake of someone else. And we must show the kindness of God to others. This week, do both. Really, appreciate your standing as a Mephibosheth before God, and also make sure that you find a Mephibosheth whom you can bless for Jesus' sake. If you do, then this day, this week, and all of eternity will be better for it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.